All right, back here on this Saturday morning as we got baseball coming up. It is Barry Zito, Tim Hudson on the hill facing each other. Jay Alvis joins us. Jay down in Half Moon Bay. Jay, better connection. How are you doing?
How's that sound? Better than cell phones down here, I think.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll see. We'll work through it, and if it sounds okay, we'll stay with it. But sometimes you get down in the peninsula, so to speak, around the water. It's not so simple. All right. Let's jump ahead because I'm not sure how much time we'll have with you this morning. But Barry Zito, Tim Hudson, your thoughts on this matchup today? You've seen them both pitch in the National League.
Jake Peavy certainly is in that group with me, too, in a sense, in that he's that kind of pitcher. A guy who, as someone said, talented. They're both talented. It's crazy, but it takes so much more than talent at Major League level to last as long as these two guys have. That's what impresses me so much about their careers is how long they've kept their careers going at the major league level. That's not easy to do. Everybody has talent at the major leagues. Everybody has some type of talent, but to keep it going, to adjust, to make difference, to do different things, keep yourself in great shape. Both these guys have done that. They're both a tribute to being a professional and being a great pitcher for a long time. And that says an awful lot more to me. And as you said, these guys are getting the Great Teammates Award. That tells you how the teammates feel about them and what they've done for their clubs overall, not just as an individual.
How about Bay Area sports? Can you think of another one where two guys kind of end up, they're teammates, they end up on both teams, both sides of the Bay, and then all of a sudden the careers are over simultaneously, and Zito miraculously comes back after taking a year off. He's in Nashville the whole year. He's a musician. He loves it. And somehow he gets his career far enough where he can pitch a few innings today against Hudson. Isn't that an amazing story?
It's very cool. And I applaud the A's for doing it also. I mean, they certainly decided that it would be a good idea too. So I'm impressed with what they did and what they're doing now with this. I was just trying to think of anybody who's even played on both sides of the Bay. It's difficult to think of baseball other than Vida, as you mentioned, but I mean, guys like, you mean football-wise, like Jim Puckett, I mean, played for both clubs, obviously, but not two guys that are against each other. I'm amazed that this whole day has come to this, and it's going to be an awfully fun day at the Coliseum. It's very cool to see those guys go at each other. And someone said, I really wish it was in the National League game, though, they kind of face each other at the plate, because I think they have some fun with that.
You know, it's funny. Can you do this? They joked about waiving the DH. You can't do that, right, in a big league game. I imagine you can't do that.
If the game had absolutely zero. I mean, if it was both clubs were eliminated, you probably could have some fun with it. I mean, I was with the Yankees, so Billy Martin picked the club out of a hat one day, and we had Dwayne Murphy at shortstop the last game of the season. So anything can happen in the big leagues if the game has come to where it's really more of an exhibition game. But I think the Giants will still have a shot at winning it, you know, getting to catch the Dodgers at some point. So you really can't take it funny as that is.
All right, Jay Alvis with us down in Half Moon Bay. Jay, you look at the Giants season, and I said earlier in the show, they've lost 15 of 16 of the last one-run games. And this is with, you know, people out and all the injuries and not having Pence and Panic up the middle and Pagan being gone. It's an incredible total for a team that, when you look at them, they said, gee, they're still playing decent baseball, and they lost 15 of 16 one-run games, and you can almost pick every one of them apart.
The character of that club has carried them for all this time, the last several years, and starts with Madison and those type of people, Jake Peavy. There's some great character, and Hudson's certainly a part of that, and even Zito when he was there. Great character, an awfully long season, and to be good for this long, and it's not just talent. There's more to it than that. That's very impressive. And I mean, if they would have won the last three games, how close would they be to the Dodgers? The Dodgers lost again in Colorado last night. I mean, they get to the point where they almost catch them with that series coming up at AT&T. So I tip my cap to them because of their character, the strong character of that club.
You think there'll be a movement to expand the wild card playoff game to more than one? Because this one may be the argument with Garrett Cole against Arrieta. And again, a baseball game is funny. You could have two of the greatest pitchers in the world, and they could go seven innings and 119 pitches, and all of a sudden they're gone. And now it's Watson versus Strop for the game. And that's all there is to it. You think there's going to be sentiment now to expand it?
I think the media is beginning to bring it up, as we are today, obviously. And there certainly is some movement in that direction, but boy, the commissioner really likes that one game where there's so much interest and so much stress and pressure. It is not a game seven in a sense, everybody said, but in a sense, in the end result, it is. So the Pirates now 3 straight years will be probably hosting this game, and there's an awful lot of run for them, for certainly Pittsburgh. I'm sure they certainly want to see a change there. There may be, but I don't think right now, in the really near future. I could see it down the road. Maybe if you got to go into maybe cutting a season back to 154 at that point, and I'd almost rather see that and then expand it a little bit from there.
Can Toronto win a World Series with David Price and a cast of thousands on the mound and rookies in the bullpen and just mashers at the plate?
Yeah, they can. I really think Toronto, they got something going there. And if the offense continues to do what they've been doing for a while and they get Tulowitzki back, that club's dangerous, man, and they can pound you into the ground. And they're pitching, you just need really 3 starters. They'll figure that out, and they'll run guys out there. So, yeah, I think Toronto could be a really interesting club in the postseason. I still think Kansas City comes out of the American League because I was with those A's teams, and we lost in 88, and then there was such a focus the next year to win it, and I think Kansas City is that same route now where they are so focused after losing last year, taking it to Game 7, and now they're focused on winning this thing. So I still think Kansas City comes out of the American League, but Toronto, that'd be a terrific series with their pitching. It'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, we've seen Kansas City-Toronto before. You got to go back to the 80s for that. I think they're up 3-1 maybe, and Tigers up. Maybe Kansas City came back. I forget, but I think Bobby Cox was part of that one back in Toronto. Kansas City's lost their closer, Holland, and now Davis is the closer. You think that's going to make a difference?
No, because Davis might be better than Holland. He's filthy. That guy is really, really good, and I was surprised he wasn't even in the role early. I mean, I know they had a good thing going there, but they're fortunate to have those kind of people. Now, maybe it makes a difference in the seventh inning, and they traded the left-handers all to Cincinnati in that deal for Dunny, who's got a pitch very much better than he has for them. That's probably the biggest question is Cueto. Can he do what he's supposed to do, especially as they get into the postseason?
Jay, if you had your choice of Greinke, Cueto, Zimmerman, Price, who would you take?
I'd take Greinke. I just he's a piece, but he's been on a roll for me. That guy, he's a little different. I don't think the pressure bothers him. And, Greinke can be really – he can be pretty dang good. He's filthy. They're all good. Those guys are all very good pitchers, obviously. But I got to have a game. I like, well, actually, to be honest with you, I'll take the guy in Pittsburgh and the guy in Chicago, Arrieta, over those guys. I like Arrieta right now. That guy is really a dominant pitcher at this point in his career.
Boy, amazing. Now, Mike Leake has struggled with the Giants. I know you're in the Bay Area. You've seen some of the games.
Yep.
What's your take on Mike Leake? You've seen his career.
Well, I still bring him back to the Giants if I'm them. I think they really need some starting pitching. That's why they got him. And I think it's certainly the price tag may have come down just a tad, that's for sure, with his performances. But he's a professional. He's not a number one starter. Probably more like a 4 on a good staff. But he's a guy who's going to eat some innings up for you. He's a gamer. I think he's a good guy in your club. I would certainly consider him as somebody on my staff that would be someone that could fill a role in that 4 spot and possibly a 3 spot if he gets pitching so well for Cincinnati. And that's funny, these guys like Cueto, they get traded and they feel, I guess, maybe the pressure, I'm not sure, but they've got to perform. They have not either one has performed very well.
All right, appreciate you being on and enjoy the day down there. You're in Bruce Jenkins territory down there, so I know you'll have a nice afternoon.
Sunny, sunny, sunny down here today. Gorgeous. Yep.
All right, Jay. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Marty.
All right.
Yep.
That,
bye-bye.
Jay Alvis, I hope that connection was better that second time, but down in Half Moon Bay. Boy, good baseball man. He picks Kansas City and also says don't worry about Mike Leake and sometimes the pressure. But, boy, for a guy who's supposed to have better stuff, not bad last night, but a couple more home runs, but still not at all. What we expected to see over here when the trade was made. And so we'll see where that turns out. 808 KMBR. Mike Leake's story, we could talk about that. All right.